When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild mare. He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey. He got the pickle jar open. He got my Mondeo through its MOT. He reglazed the aquarium. He extended the channel tunnel to Melton Mowbray.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Why, if your name is Andre, should you never end your text with a kiss? How come it was so cold last week in the city of Chester? When I ordered a taxi, I ended up in Chichester. And why in the 21st century do people still object to piercings so strongly they'll even throw you off their darts team? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Oh, well, Anton, I wasn't expecting this. Posh dinner at Lorenzi's. I mean, I was more than happy to cook.
I know. My treat.
I put the sprouts on to boil last night.
Exactly so.
And I got your note about adding the gloves.
Cloves.
Bother.
So I decided we'd go and eat out instead.
Where's our food? The service here is terrible.
Well, that's because you're the waiter, Milton.
Excuse me, waiter.
Waiter.
That's you, Milton.
We've been sat here for 3 hours.
Well, you did order the all-day breakfast.
What?
You should have had what I recommended on the menu.
But that just said skip breakfast.
Yes, a lovely bowl full of prawn-flavoured snacks.
Oh, I'll have one of those.
Milton, I thought you were trying to help Mr. Lorenzi.
Absolutely. He wanted to reduce his overheads and finally get this place in the black.
Thereby there are no lights.
That's right. I've also done away with the toilets.
I'm not sure you can do that, Milton. What are people supposed to do?
I like that you can bring your own bottle, though.
It is empty, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Milton, what are you doing?
You must be Mr. Lorenzi.
He saw our card offering help.
See, I see your card and I think, yes, this gonna be the thing for me.
Which one did he see?
Don't know, but I'm guessing it wasn't the one in the window of the speech therapist.
I'm very disappointed. Why you wear a military uniform with a huge beard and a cigar?
I think Milton might have got confused by the term gastropub.
You won't sack him for that, will you?
No, but I could sack him for the other thing.
Ah, you mean the mix-up about giving customers potato wedgies.
But we cannot have any more problems. We already got some bad luck with the food poisoning. The other day, Jeremy Clarkson, he came in and he caught gastroenteritis.
Apparently he's getting better as we speak. So perhaps if we stop speaking...
It's a good thought, Milton.
But thinking about it, serving new and exotic foods was in the family. One of my ancestors brought gifts to Elizabeth I, although admittedly, he wasn't the bravest of explorers.
Sir Milton, I hear you too have things for me from distant lands. Sir Walter Raleigh travelled to the New World. Where have you been?
The New Forest, Your Majesty. It's just I tend to get a bit seasick. And I did pick you up this miniature tapestry, and upon it are stitched these likenesses of ponies.
That's a tea towel.
Maybe. I also brought you this giant mint humbug.
And that's a badger.
No wonder it was so hard to get the wrapper off.
Sir Milton, you are surely falling from my favours. This is all reminiscent of your attempted voyage last year.
Ah, my quest to be the first man to reach the horizon. Not my fault I didn't get there.
I tire of these endless disappointments. My patience has worn thin. Guards, take him to the Tower.
Wait, I have one last gift for Your Majesty from the Indies.
What is it?
Duck curry.
Oh, now I am covered in spicy sauce.
Well, I did say duck.
Well, since we're here, why don't we order?
Milton, could you tell me about the Specials?
Certainly. They were a ska band from Coventry. And their early hits included Too Much Too Young.
Milton, that's got nothing to do with food.
It has. To me, it'll always be a song about eating too much jelly at a fifth birthday party. So much you lose your job as a magician.
Allow me. Let me recommend tonight's special, Polpo Affogato. Over there, some tanks, each containing an octopus.
Yeah, I see.
You can choose which one to eat.
But don't pick the one on the left. He's really good at doing the washing up.
We'll have whatever you recommend, Mr. Lorenzi.
Of course. I shall leave Milton to take the rest of your order. But first, some music for our guests.
Don't know why he's so upset. I've been working on this new menu that will make him a fortune. Try these starters.
I say, Milton, these carrots are carved very suggestively.
Yeah, they're crudities.
I like them.
Mixed veg.
Please.
Here's some parrot.
What?
No, no, it's mixed veg. Potato genetically crossed with a carrot.
Oh, thank goodness.
Milton, where did you get this from?
Oh, a new supplier, a farmer. He's given me this stuff for free to try out, like these Sweden turnip crosses. Swernips.
Right.
And this cabbage stuff is supposed to get rid of trapped gas within your digestive system. They call it Kale Force 9. Plus, to prevent your peas going all over your plate, he came up with this. It's a border cauliflower.
I think I'll just have the salad.
Aha! He's grown some great stuff for our salads.
Oh.
Colin, back her up.
Righto.
I say, that lettuce is enormous.
Yep, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, Milton, I'll be honest. I'm not sure about all this messing around with nature.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. That giant stick of celery is quite worrying.
What about it?
It's playing the violin.
Oh, dear.
I think we should investigate this farm to see where this produce is coming from.
You're right. I've never trusted beef farmers. Yeah, every time I order a quarter pounder, it's always a lot more than 25p. I'd always wanted to get into the restaurant business. To be honest, I'd started off with a second-hand clothes shop next door to one. I used to go in when the customers arrived and say, "Can I take your coat?" So you can never be too careful. That's why, as one of the things I do to help the community, is run courses in home security. Now, would you say that you're worried about break-ins?
Well, yes.
Any specific concerns?
Yes. Who are you and what are you doing in my kitchen?
Milton Jones, home security advisor. I only popped in because there's a problem with your outside security light. Look. It's supposed to be movement activated. But not only does it not work at night, it's been stuck on for hours.
That's the sun.
Ah.
Anyway, I haven't got a security light. Don't like the way they keep coming on for nothing.
Well, the one I'd recommend has been thoroughly tested only to switch on when there's movement. A whole day positioned over a council workman. It didn't come on once.
Go away.
And actually, I've already taken the liberty of fitting you a new lock.
Really? What sort? Mortis? Yale?
No, canal.
What?
Relax. Your days of fearing break-ins by pirates in narrow boats are over. And so Anton and I approached the farm. It was lovely to see fresh produce in the fields. I always try and use original ingredients if I can. Sticks, stones, German squirrels. Oh yes, real Black Forest gâteau tastes quite different.
Now, we just need to be on the lookout for anything suspicious.
Anton, look by the gate. Hairy creatures. Monsters.
Ah, yes, yes. Thought this might happen. Anti-GM protesters.
Anti-GM? What have they got against George Michael?
Sorry, what?
Though, of course, I'd heard he was involved in organ trafficking. Apparently, last Christmas, he gave someone his heart.
No. GM. Genetically modified, Milton.
Stop the GM, like, really soon?
Yeah, it's just not on, OK?
What's going on here?
We're protesting.
So you're against what's happening on this farm, are you?
Well, this is just our latest campaign.
We've got lots of others. Like our previous one was protesting against unfair and clichéd representation of protesters on television and especially radio.
Did you win?
No.
Not really.
Well, let's see what your placard says. Genetically modified crops are both irresponsible and totally detrimental to the ecological infrastructure. That's quite a lot of words.
Yeah, and the worst thing is it's too heavy to lift.
Really?
Yeah, we're vegetarians.
You guys really need help, don't you? Can I give you my card?
What for?
Well, you can write down your list of demands on it, then it'll be a lot easier to wave around in the air.
Right!
No, it's still too heavy for me.
I suppose it is embossed, so...
Boy, I've warned you lot before, this is private property. I'll call the police.
Milton, is that the farmer?
Yeah, it's all right. Like, someone has got to stand up to these people.
We're really committed to protesting. We'll do whatever it takes. We shall not be moved.
Yeah?
What are you doing here?
Oh, run, it's a girl.
Oh.
And they're gone.
Now... Who are you? We wanted to speak to the farmer.
You could say I'm a farmer.
If I may say so, you don't look like a farmer. The white coat, the blonde hair, the deep blue eyes and the soft skin.
Anton?
Well, I'm a genetic agronomist.
You see, Milton, this lady is an academic with letters after her name.
Like old MacDonald.
Does he have letters after his name?
E-I-E-I-O.
Actually, it's PhD, MSc. I'm Sarah, by the way.
Enchanté.
Well, you don't impress me, Sarah. You're clearly up to something here. Look at those grotesque cows, each growing 4 pink test tubes.
You mean udders.
OK, then, what about that tiny horse with the massive perm?
Sheep, Milton.
And that strange two-legged creature in the Wellingtons with a shotgun.
Hey, you!
Quick, this way. Sarah, we'll save you.
Anton and Sarah sitting in the tree.
Yeah, we're all sitting in a tree, Milton. There's a man with a shotgun pointed at us.
Man with the shotgun pointing at the tree.
Not now, Milton.
Hello, Daddy.
Oi, Sarah. Who are you talking to?
No one, Daddy. Quick, you must go.
When can I see you again?
I don't know. Please.
Get off my land.
You're such a cliche of someone who lives in the country.
I'm going to count to 10.
This will be interesting.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well done. I didn't think you'd be able to get that far, to be honest.
Don't antagonise him, Milton. Perhaps we should get back to the restaurant. That pasta doesn't make itself.
That's right. If I had a penny for every time someone...
Thanks a lot.
Hey! Back at the restaurant, we tried to work out what to do next.
Here, a bowl of special pasta for you all.
Oh, lovely.
Grazie, Mr. Lorenzi.
Well, you helped my restaurant, and pasta is a dish to share.
Yes, better than sitting at home in front of the tagliatelle.
Now, Mr. Lorenzi, I'm aware that Milton may not have entirely salvaged your restaurant's reputation.
So I've made some radio adverts to win back respect for your restaurant.
Excellente.
Have a listen. The first went out during the cricket coverage.
For this. Oh. Back to the wicket once again.
Come to Lorenzi's. If you really want to get the runs.
And the other advert went out during the football.
Come to Lorenzi's if you want plenty of action at both ends.
Shame. I just think they might be open to misinterpretation.
Well, I better get back to the kitchen. That celery au gratin won't cook itself.
Probably will.
Milton.
So... what's going on at the farm?
Well, the truth is they're supplying us with all kinds of dubious things. I've suspected this ever since a customer said the wine had a good nose.
Yeah, nonsense. We went to have a look and met an absolutely charming agronomist called Sarah.
Oh, hello.
Don't, Paul, you know, it's not like that. Honestly, the whole place is absolutely above board.
Who knows where this will end? I've heard rumours about a beast made entirely from egg whites. A orangutan.
It's Milton. I refuse to believe someone like Sarah could be involved in such an enterprise.
You're only saying that because you're in love with her.
So, come on, Milton.
See, even the celery agrees with me.
Definitely worrying.
There is nothing odd about the vegetables.
Hey, you come over here and see that, pal. Get angry, get out of here.
Well, how do you explain this purple shouting broccoli?
Go ahead, get out of here.
Probably got Florette syndrome. With Anton unwilling to help, I decided to go it alone and break into the farm. But I was a bit worried, as the last time I broke in somewhere, I ended up in court.
Milton Jones, you stand accused of stealing unnamed cartons of smoothies How do you plead?
Innocent. But on the other hand, all this talk of genetics had my mind spinning. I wanted to take a look at the wonders of science. Perhaps now was a good time for Milton's cornucopia of phenomena.
Milton's cornucopia of phenomena.
I'm here with Professor Jennifer Pike. Professor, you're a geneticist, so I'm sure what we all want to know is, what are you assisting Jeanette with right now?
What? No, not at all. Now, Milton, tell me what you know about DNA.
Ah, dyslexic Dan. Nice guy, but not the best Scrabble player.
deoxyribonucleic acid, the heart of the chromosome that carries all our genetic material.
Ah, as discovered by Crick and Watson.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Milton.
Who also solved the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Crick and Watson were instrumental in the Human Genome Project.
Not to be confused with my Garden Genome Project. Where I took photos of me sitting on concrete mushrooms in different gardens around the world.
What? Now, of course, the shape of DNA is the double helix, as seen here in this... Milton, what have you done to the model?
2 hours it took me to uncoil that. Oh. No need to thank me, even though I got through 3 of my best mallets.
DNA fingerprinting has led to huge advances in solving crimes.
That I do know about. When I was a detective, I traced a murderer from only a tiny bit of DNA I found at the scene. It was from a stray hair stuck to a passport he'd dropped.
Really?
DNA has led to some incredible things, right?
Oh, yes, that's right, Milton.
If it wasn't for those paper boiler suits they wear at crime scenes, we'd have never got the onesie.
Right. The onesie, yes, of course.
And can I tell you about my latest discovery?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Did you know that in the Venn diagram of gnomes, elves and pixies, the only creature that's in all 3 circles is Anthony Worrell Thompson? Anton was spending the day in bed. Well, I'd made him a special breakfast, recommended by a doctor whose book I'd read recently. But apparently the green eggs and ham hadn't really agreed with him. I managed to track the protesters down on the grapevine, which they were occupying to stop it being cut down for a bypass. They agreed to help me break into the farm. Right, we're going to expose this farm and all its evil practices. We're going in.
Wow, that is heavy.
Well, it's what he believes, and I support him.
No, these wire cutters, they're, like, really heavy.
Oh, yeah?
You two should really eat some meat. Hang on a minute.
Milton, you bought a steak. We're not eating that.
No, I think he's going to throw it to the guard dogs.
What not?
I thought you were going to throw the meat at the dogs to shut them up.
No, I'm going to throw this tomahawk I've been keeping in the fridge.
Why?
Not sure, but people keep telling me to chillax. Let's go. We're in.
We'll go look in the barn. You check the farmhouse.
Right. See you later. So I approached the farmhouse. But then, just as I went inside, I couldn't believe my eyes. Anton! Sarah!
Oh!
Milton!
Hello.
Let me explain.
I think it's obvious what you two are up to.
Well, it's not what it looks like.
You're performing a scientific experiment with Sarah to research the effect of the light of a candle when refracted through a bottle of champagne, and how that affects a plate of oysters.
Yes, clever of you to spot it.
And you're both lying on a rug in front of the fire and beginning to take your clothes off so as not to contaminate the experiment.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd best not contaminate the experiment either.
No. Put your clothes back on, Milton.
I say these experiments must stop. They could result in less food. If the Earth heats up, that will mean no snow. No snow means no snowmen. And no snowmen means no snowmen's faces. So how will we grow our carrots?
Look, I'm sorry, but there's nothing bad going on this farm.
Quite right.
So why don't we just clear up and go?
All right.
Aubergines, clear the table.
Yes, that is a little odd.
I know. Normally the cabbages do it. But it's their day off. Or the onion rings.
The onion rings clear the table?
No, the onion rings and tells me the cabbage will do it.
Come on, keep up, Anton.
Oh, my word, this is terrible. Sarah, what is going on?
All right, follow me. I need to show you something.
One of those Smeg fridges.
Nice, isn't it? But here's what I really want to show you. Behind the bead curtain.
A complete genetic laboratory.
State-of-the-art research centre for new plants, crossbreeds, vegetables that grow at incredible speeds.
Remind me not to sit on those parsnip seeds.
Think about it, Anton. We could supply food for the whole planet. We could pull all cultures and religions together to feed the world.
Let them know it's Christmas time.
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind one of those big marrows, though. I need something next week to pin to my winner of the best rosette competition.
Sarah, this is very impressive, but don't you worry that things could get out of hand?
Not everything's been a success, but we have a secure unit for that. Follow me.
Very well.
In here. This early attempt went very wrong. We were attempting to modify a Manchetou.
Well, that doesn't sound too serious.
But you know what Manchetou means.
I'm guessing it means Monge took so much of the cinema, they decided to make a sequel.
No. Manchetou means eat everything. And we crossed it with runner beans.
Oh, of course. You created a vegetable that runs around and eats everything.
And they're French, so you can't tell them what to do.
It's asleep at the moment. But when it wakes up, it'll be hungry again.
And you're sure it's securely contained?
Oh, yes. Completely.
Even if, say, some protesters had been let in by someone...
Milton?
...who was only trying to save an Italian restaurant, and in the past might have dropped his housemate's toothbrush down the toilet, but not actually said anything at the time and always meant to say...
Milton?
Your vegetables should be allowed to roam free!
We shouldn't be playing around with nature!
There are consequences of inbreeding!
I guess you'd know about that.
The Monge 2-1.
Okay, you've made your point. Now, if we pretend this never happened, I'm sure we
stand
can...
Stand back, or I'll throw this.
Look out, Anton. He's got a Molotov fruit cocktail.
No, just ordinary fruit cocktail, actually.
Well, how can that hurt? Ow. Yes, I see. Right, it's still in the tin. Yes.
And I've got these vegetarian grenades.
Oh, now. Are they just avocados painted silver?
Yeah. But avocados are high in saturated fats, so one false move, and in 10 years' time, you might experience a slight thickening of the arteries.
Milton, he's right. We can't take that risk.
So stand back. We're releasing the Manchetou from captivity.
No!
I've got the key right here.
Do you need a hand with that?
No, I can... Yeah, actually, yeah, it's quite hidden.
The Manchetou! It's escaping!
It'd leave everything in its path.
There you go, Manchetou. Freeze it. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, the Manchetou is trying to eat them.
Of course, they're vegetarians.
So, in some way, it thinks they're like vegetable matter.
Or in some way, finds them really annoying.
You can eat us, but there are thousands more like us.
So you're a sustainable food source.
It's getting away. We must follow it.
We can't go after it. It's too dangerous. This thing could be indestructible.
Milton, who are you calling? The police? The military?
Pauline.
Pauline? Why?
You've seen what she's capable of in the kitchen.
Of course. She's destroyed more vegetables than I've had hot dinners. Well, exactly the same number, actually.
There was only one way to direct the terrifying mutant vegetable into Pauline's cooking pot. By blocking off all the exits with sprouts. Even a beast that eats everything won't touch them. Except at Christmas, obviously.
Thank you for coming, Pauline. Show us how it's done.
Right, well, just put that on the boil. Add a bit of salt. Then all you need is to add your Manchetou and then nip off and chat on the phone to your sister Barbara for, a couple of days. And then it should be just about ready.
Thank you, Pauline. This is befitting of one of Nigella's recipes.
So that white powder wasn't salt after all.
Milton... Now, we need to work out how we lure it into the pot. We'll need some bait.
It'll have to be me. I've created this monster, so I should be prepared to risk it.
Oh, Sarah, I can't let you do that.
No, it has to be this way. It's coming. Hide, everyone. Over here. Here I am.
No, Sarah, get out of the way. We did it.
Manchetou, 1-0.
Well done, Sarah. Sarah,
Oh, no. It got your arm and leg.
Yes.
But you're not bleeding.
Anton, I haven't been entirely truthful with you. There's something I've never told anyone. Well, except the celery. You see, I'm not really a human. My so-called father, the farmer, created me from genetically modified mycoprotein.
But...
I know. I was created only 24 hours ago out of soya. Sorry. You must think I was...
Corn yesterday.
Yes, but look at this label on the back of my head.
Consume within 48 hours.
In no time, I'll be past my sell-by date, which can only mean one thing.
You'll be broken up and distributed to corner shops.
Yes. Farewell.
Yes. Farewell. I've got something. Something in my eye.
Yes, you have. Look, it's a tear. there's another one as well.
Stop it.
Well, three now.
Milton, can you leave me
alone? Loads
me.
Of them.
Stop
it's
it.
It's streaming down your face.
I'm really upset.
Hey, you're a waterfall.
Oh, good idea, Milton. Coming out for a meal to a different restaurant after all that. It'll cheer everyone up.
Yes, but it turns out not all McDonald's are drive-through.
Never mind. This place is nice enough.
But I can't help wondering. We can enjoy dated surroundings and average food, but when will there be a harvester for the world?
Listen, you should probably both know, I'm seriously thinking about becoming a vegetarian.
Oh, well, if it lifts your spirits.
Nothing much will get lifted after that.
It's just I can't forget her. There'll never be another.
Hello, Anton.
Sarah, but it can't be you.
Actually, I found loads of clones of her in the barn, so I got them to come and surprise you at this restaurant.
There's 10 of me in the kitchen. And 6 of me in that casserole. Everything okay with your meal?
Just the bill, please.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.